am extremely disappointed in the President, Tony Seabrook's fear-mongering and the statements that he has been making publicly. I mean, here is the minister, a Conservative minister, doing his best to bring this Land Act into the 21st century. And we've got the Pastoralists and Graziers Association sort of thwarting him and criticising his every move. The new lease, the new rangeland lease or the proposed lease, is not mandatory. So those pastoralists who want to remain with the leases they have will be able to, and I would have thought most pastoralists would agree with freedom of choice.
Why do you think the rangelands reforms are in pastoralists' best interests?
Well, I think there are many pastoralists today, particularly younger ones, who are moving into diversification and wanting to do more with their country. The lease as it stands at the moment is very restrictive. It really is only for grazing of stock and what is associated with that. And there are pastoralists who are wanting to value add, grow sorghum or whatever other crops. There are pastoralists like ourselves who are into diversification as far as the biodiversity, the environment, conservation of the country. And I don't think that the dinosaurs of the industry, and I'd have to say I'm a bit of a dinosaur myself, should be holding back these people who really want to care for the land and make most use of it.
What do you think about the scrapping of the Pastoral Lands Board?
Well, I'm all for it. You know, I spent many years on the Pastoral Lands Board, and we've got to remember that the PLB is appointed and is at the discretion of the Minister of the day. With a new Rangelands Advisory Board, there are going to be two or three pastoralists on it. We've got to remember in the pastoral industry that we are only on pastoral leases, and it is really Crown land, and it is up to the state government of the day to ensure that that land is being managed properly for future generations. And I would think that a strong pastoral representation, they'll be able to bring their views to the minister, just as those who are wanting to diversify into, say, tourism or horticulture or, you know, other reasons that they are hoping to develop on their pastoral leases, they'll be able to bring their opinions to the board and give the minister advice. That's all it is an advisory board.
Have you been able to have a look at the small print, though? Some producers fear that while it sounds good on paper, when it comes to diversification, the devil's in the details. And actually, the cost and the amount of red tape, you get bogged down in it. What do you think?
Well, I'd have to say that I am not a lawyer and I'm not really up on all that, but I really do trust the minister. He is a National Party. He really is genuinely wanting to do the best for not only the pastoral industry, but all landholders in Western Australia. And you talk about red tape and regulations, I don't think we could have much more than we have now. It drives us all crazy.
What forms of diversification might you be potentially interested in?
Well, you know, up here in the North Kimberley, it is not good cattle or grazing country because of the costs of producing cattle. We are interested in conservation, in the biodiversity, environment, flora and fauna, and we are carbon trading. Our fire programs now have been going, our preventative burning has been going for 10 years, and we really want to develop our carbon trading.